Parshas Tzav continues to describe the inauguration of the Mishkan. And God tells Moshe, Kach es Aaron, take Aaron and appoint him to be the high priest. Rashi teaches us, Kach es Aaron does not mean, as it presents, take him, but rather convince him. Kachenu bedvarim, mashchehu. Try to convince him. Try to get him on board to do the job. Right. The obvious question is why would Aaron be resistant? I mean, imagine you're being offered the greatest possible position to be the spiritual grand master, the high priest, the holy of holies, the human holy of holies, as the pasuk describes him. Would you turn it down? Is there a greater job? Is there a better investment than that? God says to Moshe, no, you're going to have to convince him. Why? Why would Aaron hold back? Why would Aaron need to be convinced? Why wouldn't he jump at this? Well, one might suggest that due to his humility, perhaps. But perhaps there's something very simple here. And that is, well, let's look back at the first conversation that God had with Moshe. We remember it, right? God says, Moshe, okay, here's your task, here's your mission to go save the Jewish people. And Moshe, his first words, actually, as Rabbi Jonathan Sachs points out, the very first words that we ever hear from Moshe Rabbeinu, our introduction, right, his debut, his opening words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi Anochi? Who am I? Who am I? I? Me? I can't do this. And God does exactly to Moshe what he instructs Moshe to do to Aaron. Right? He's kachenu bedvarim u'mashcheyu. He spends days in conversation with Moshe trying to convince him and encourage him and empower him to do the job. What is the resistance? Moshe has self-doubt. That's right. Moshe, the greatest Jew ever in world history, has self-doubt? Exactly. Moshe and every person since, Mi Anochi. That's our introduction to the greatest Jew ever. Who am I? Do I have what it takes? And Aaron says the same. I don't know. Me? I don't know that I'm not, maybe find someone else. And Moshe says, no. That he's under orders. No. God says, Kachenu bedvarim. Encourage him. Bring him. Draw him in. Get him to the place where he's ready to do the job. What a tremendous lesson we have to learn from this. We learn in understanding ourselves. We learn about understanding other people. We can encounter people who seem so talented, but seem so wary and reserved and apprehensive about taking steps forward. And it's our job, perhaps, to follow in the ways of God and follow in the ways of Moshe. Kachenu bedvarim. When we see greatness, push them, encourage them, empower them. Get into it with them. Not force them, but kind of pull and prod and push and get them to the place where, and get ourselves to the place where we step up and do what we are capable of doing deep inside, so that we can become the great people that we really are. Shabbat Shalom.